Reading. The anxieties of air travel.
If you are traveling by air, even after you've bought your ticket, you still have to attend to a number of details. You mustn't forget to choose your seat on the plane, especially if you are traveling with your family. And you must do this online. It's tough if you haven't got an internet connection. On a European airline recently, when two parents with two small children had failed to choose their seats in advance, they were told that they'd all have to sit separately. The flight attendants found four seats together after the children started screaming. Remember that you may also need to check in online. On a lot of airlines now, passengers are charged extra if they check in at the airport. And then there's the hand baggage. Everybody knows that we mustn't carry liquids or sharp objects onto a plane. We all want to obey the rules. So why can't anyone tell us the rules, especially for unusual, fragile, or valuable objects? Kate, a musician, was going to play in Vienna last year. She had made an appointment with airport security and had passed with her 17th century violin and its case through the special security inspection. Even so, as she was boarding the plane, a flight attendant told her that violins were not allowed as hand baggage. The flight attendant looked at Kate's precious antique bow as if it were a weapon. "The problem isn't what you might do with it," she said. "It's what could be done with it in the hands of another person."